Morning. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I ask you to be opening to the sixth chapter of the book of Galatians. That's where we're going to end up studying. We're not going to start there, but that's where we're going to end up, so you can go ahead and mark your books there. Glad for the opportunity to get to be with you this week. Looking forward to meeting all of you. Appreciate the invitation. I've had great regard and respect for Brother Everett for a long time, and I'm looking forward to getting to be with him. I can't say that we got off to a wonderful start. He told me Friday that he wanted me to come in early so we could go play golf yesterday, and I was looking forward to, you know, beautiful sunshine in the hill country. And I left Beaumont, it was pretty, and came up here. And is it always wintertime in Austin, or does it, you know, does the weather change here? Because everywhere else in the world, I think it's warmed up, so I'm looking forward to seeing the sun sometime. If I can do anything for you this week, we are here to try to help y'all in your work as best we can, and so I'm at your disposal. All you have to do is say the word, and I hope that our efforts together will be beneficial to you. I wish my wife and children could be here. My oldest daughter's in school, and then I've got two younger ones who are just 2 and 1, so you can understand why my wife is not here. In fact, she'll be mad at me when I get home just because she's had to deal with all 3 of them by herself for the week. So pray for me as we go through the week, if you would. We all, I guess, appreciate in our lives, in one degree or another, the import of things that are consistent. In your job, if you manage people, if you're in a position of like a supervisor or oversee people at all, what you want is people that are going to be consistent in the work that they do or in the job that they do. If you're in some kind of a field where there's production involved, I suspect that there's some kind of quality control involved in whatever production your business puts out. And the whole point of that is to make sure that it's consistent. We want our friends to be consistent. We want our vehicles to be consistent. We like things to be the same. We rely on it, in fact, in a lot of areas. And one of the interesting things about God's design of the world, and I think one of the strong evidences that this world is indeed a product of design, is the fact that God made things so consistent. In the first chapter of the book of Genesis, as you read through the creation account, I suspect you've noticed it. I don't know that you've probably paid a lot of attention to it, but there is a phrase that repeats in regards to almost everything God creates, especially the things that are living in nature. He talks about making the trees that bear fruit after its kind, and the grass of the field, and the things that produce seed after its kind, and the animals bringing forth after their kind, and the birds bringing forth after their kind. And this idea of everything after its kind becomes a very important part of God's creation, because we rely on a world that operates according to fundamental, consistent axioms. I have a good friend who's an electrician. Electricians need things to operate the same.